This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. Nick Cohn here with you for the Action Line, and we're going to take this on into the 9 o'clock hour. Truman Show up next with live music as we do on Fridays, so make sure you stick around for that. That is going to be a lot of fun. Actually, I think a couple of them are just making their way into the station now to get things ready for you guys. So the next hour, though, we're going to be joined with Lieutenant Clayton Williams. Good morning, by the way. We are going to be talking about some different things in the area, some things to look at as we, recap of 2019 and get into the new season 2020. Of course, one of the things you wanted to talk about that, you know, I think we can kind of start with is, and this is something you hear about a lot, but I think it's, and people need a reminder on that. When the situation comes, when you need to contact law enforcement, whether it be from something small, something large, with Facebook and Instagram, and you know, you got your local call and your 911 call. There's a lot of different ways to reach out, but there's only really a one right way to do it. And different instances require different different phone calls or ways of reaching out. You mentioned Facebook is one. People will reach out to you guys on Facebook. That's not a good way.
Yeah. Now, we want everybody that wants to, if you're out there on Facebook and you want to follow our page, please, you know, by all means, we've got several people there that are doing that, and it's great because we can pass on just general information that way, that if people are browsing their feed and that comes up just for things about alerts or reminders or even good news stories. The only thing that we want to make sure people understand is that as far as sending us dialogue or sending us information via Facebook, it's fine if it's something that doesn't need immediate response, or if it's something that's of a nature that's okay for the public to see. But if it's something either A, sensitive, or B, needs a officer response in a timely manner, then we don't monitor that 24/7. We don't have somebody sitting there waiting for that alert to go off to pass that information on. So not the best way if you need something immediate. And you talked about phones. You know, when we moved, we added an additional phone line for contacting us. Number one, our 893-1311 is still the same for our non-emergency dispatch number. So if you need a police officer, it's not an emergency, need to file a report, need to get somebody to come out to your house because of something that's happened, or just that's the number to call. That'll get our dispatch center, and it's not an emergency. Then we also instituted 849-2673, which is our general information number. So when you call that, it's going to be like calling into a lot of other businesses. You're going to get a message there that has some options for you to choose. You know, if you're looking for a detective, or if you need to file a report over the phone, if you need records, if you need to speak to human resources, maybe you've applied for a job with the police department, you're trying to check on that, then that's the number you would use for that, for general information, 849-2673. And of course, please be mindful of 911. We want you to use that if you need it, but also remember, we wouldn't want anybody to be tying up a line for a non-emergency use for somebody that needs to get through, that needs help right away.
I know one of the instances that you hear about a lot, and this would be in the case of a non-life-threatening car accident, but you're backing out, someone rear-ends you, you guys need to swap information, do a police report. That would not be a 911 call. That would be the 893, a local call.
Correct. Yeah, that would be something that you need a police officer to come out, but it's not an emergency. Yes, sir. The 893-1311 is perfect for that.
And then what would be some instances where, I mean, obviously there are the obvious ones, but some instances where maybe it's you're on the fence, do you call 911 or call locally? What would be a good guideline for someone to think about when making that call?
Sure. Think about if 911, if it's life-threatening or something that's happening right then that is time-sensitive. Property crimes, I get, you know, if you see somebody walking off with your bicycle, that seems very exigent at the time. And I know that's probably not a good example, but use your own judgment. Remember that the 911 is for life-saving type things, where time is of the essence, where minutes and seconds matter. If you see the commission of a crime, and the dispatchers are pretty well trained, I would say this: if you use 911, just be ready to give pertinent information right away, so the dispatcher can then discern if they need to transfer you off of that line to a non-emergency line. And and we have more than one 911 call taker at a time. I don't want people to think that they're going to get a busy tone if somebody's on. That's not the case. But you just want to make sure and keep those freed up to be used for the right reasons.
Awesome. Our guest this morning for the Action Line, and for just joining us, Lieutenant Clayton Williams, and we're broadcasting live from the Billups Center studio this morning, medicine that matters to men, and online at thebillupscenter.com. So, yeah, 911 mainly for emergency if somebody's injured or, possibility of injury if there's a domestic incident or something like that, or a car accident if it's severe enough. If you think that people need an ambulance and they need to be taken right away, if you see a car accident happen, what would be kind of a good guideline for that? Because maybe you're not
sure,
totally understanding what's going on, but in the corner of your eye, you see this happen.
Yeah.
Your instant reaction, call 911. What would you say to somebody in that spot?
That happens quite a bit. And in Murfreesboro, where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of times, sometimes it's not feasible for somebody, if you're driving down the road and you see a crash on the other side of the road, it may not be feasible for you to stop and try to check on those people, because just by nature of where you are, it may cause another problem. We get that. I guess I would say, the best advice I give to folks is tell us what you know. Speculation is oftentimes it can get things rolling and get people too ahead of the game, I guess you say, because the information that we get, that we start with, kind of dictates what the response is, not only for us. You've got fire, you've got EMS, and emergency vehicles are equipped and are designed and people are trained to drive in emergency situations. But you also want to remember, every time that happens in a town with this kind of dense traffic volume, there's a possibility of somebody may not hear a siren, somebody may not see something, somebody may not be painted. So there's always that risk of something going wrong and it may be causing another accident or another problem. So tell what you know. If you can see something, if you see smoke coming from a car, obviously that's a good indicator, something to pass on that we need to know about. If it looks like it's a minor fender bender and people aren't trapped in the car, and things look, just pass that information on. So, just kind of tell what you know, and that way it helps us to know where we need to start from.
And you could almost say it's like a double-edged sword in that way, where you're really happy and you got to be proud of the community. If somebody sees an accident, I'm sure almost everybody in that area wants to make the call, and they want to be the person to be the caller to help those people out. But enough calls, and you guys kind of get the point, and it might kind of slow things down. You might cause another accident or clog. I know rubbernecker is a word you hear all the time. People are going by accidents and they're stopping and they're checking it out. You're happy that they're concerned, but the right steps have to be taken, or else maybe it'll slow things down more.
Yeah, and that's a where that really comes into play. We'll segue a little bit. Accidents, but a lot of times we'll get people that see a roadway incident, for example, a road rage incident, or somebody that they feel like may be intoxicated or they're driving reckless. And a lot of times the folks that call in will get really wrapped up in that situation, and they want this person to be held accountable, which is great. But a lot of times they will almost follow this person and stay creating a sense of kind of urgency and exigency for that person. So they want to, follow along and get the information to us, and we appreciate that. But at the same time, it can cause a dangerous situation. So if you see something like that, once you can get a vehicle description or a tag number even, that's about all we need. And our response time is pretty quick, especially if they're still within the city. If they're getting on the interstate and heading out of town, we'll gladly pass that on to the next jurisdiction. But if you can just get us some basic information, we don't want to put anybody at risk by feeling like they're having to do that job of trying to catch that person or get the information. So just pass it on, be a good witness, and we'll do the best we can to get to that. So
it might sound cliche, but leave it to the professionals. I mean, they're trained to handle these kind of situations, and that's I said, after you make the call and give them the information, then at that point you say let the process handle itself. And
yeah, go about your business. You don't want to get involved. You don't want being a good Samaritan and good witness to turn into where you become a victim. That's for sure. And especially on something that's a traffic crime, I know it's frustrating, and people get really emotional that see people doing things that they shouldn't do, and maybe they're trying to get ahead of somebody or doing, and I get that frustrates people and they want to do something about it, and we appreciate you letting us know about it. And we need that information. Just again, don't get so wrapped up in it to where you feel like you're having to do it all yourself.
one of the things we talked about, and this is a good kind of segue, we were talking about, you know, if somebody sees a physical crime happening, whether it be road rage and that, to make the call and report it. One of the things that we're seeing more and more now is phone scams, tax season right around the corner, so this makes sense. How do you go about reporting that? We all get those calls. We all get the calls where they say, this is the IRS, and should you call each one of those in and record the number and maybe screenshot that number? How do you go about that? Because everybody, I think, deals with that.
There's a couple ways, and you can call us anytime about anything that you feel like is suspicious. Don't hesitate. A lot of the issues that we run into when trying to track those things down, a lot of those scams are originated either at a national level, so far removed from here, through third-party relays. It's hard to track down exactly where that's coming from. But things you can do additionally to what the options that we have, if it's on something local, then, you know, we'll do our best. But a lot of things you can do as well. I've done this. If I get a call from a number that they're offering me something or they're wanting to talk to me about something, and I get a kind of a odd feeling like, why are they, that doesn't seem right. Google's a great tool. A lot of these numbers that they use, especially if it's an 800 number, 888 number, if you type that number in and check and see, say, you know, type the number in and see, is this a scam or who is this calling? A lot of people will report that online to the Better Business Bureau, other business associations. And you can see that in people that maybe identified what that is. And if you pass that on to some of those places, sometimes if they get enough of it, maybe they can build that up to where they can begin an investigation on their own, look into those things. But some of them happen offshore. Some of them happen in other countries. But the best thing to do in those situations, I know it's a hassle, and sometimes we may never find out who exactly are perpetrating those. But just be wise. People, when they call you, don't ever give your Social Security number out on the phone. Don't ever give your bank account number out on the phone. The IRS, if there's a problem, and a couple years back we had this, the one where people would say you owe back taxes, and if you don't pay by this time, they would know they'd say the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is going to come arrest you. Or they would say they're from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. You got to pay these taxes. We got this warrant. That doesn't happen. Documentation and correspondence like that will come through the mail or somebody in person. They would never contact you over the phone to do that. A lot of people also, that are getting scammed, when they're actually giving money, they'll ask for payment in things like gift cards and things like Walmart cards, and that's because so that they can get the money without it being tracked. Once it's put on that card, it's very difficult. It's almost impossible to retrieve, and B, it's very difficult to track because they can then disperse that and sell that for cash. So things like that, where if it doesn't seem right, it's probably not. If things are too good to be true, you know, the opposite of the scam, not when you say you owe money, but the opposite is when they'll call and say you've won something. I had one that called me, and I just played along for a little while. They wanted to give me a vacation, but in order to do that and reserve the spot, they had to have my credit card number, supposedly. So, you know, I told them, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I told them I was a police, and then they hung up after I told them I was a police officer. But just if you didn't sign up for something, see this all the time on even pop-ups on your phone. Say, hey, you're the lucky something of the day. Click on this. Our phones now have, you know, I've seen they have more information about us that we carry around in our pocket now than most home computers do or back in the day, or even in our file boxes of the papers that we have. So, if people can gain access to that information, obviously they can use it for bad things. So just protect your information. Don't give things out like that, just like you wouldn't in the past. If somebody walked up, this is dating a little bit, but I remember when my parents gave me my Social Security card, you know, they're like, hold on to this. Don't ever let anybody have it. Don't lose it. Don't anything. So if somebody walked up to you and asked you, or called you on the phone and asked for your Social Security number or see your card, you know, that would never be a thing. So just be smart. And if it's, if you got questions, if you're like, hey, this seems like I need to talk to somebody about this. This seems like a scam before you. Yeah, call us. We'll be glad to walk you through So any tips or any information that we have about those things already going on.
And before we're right up against the break, but before we take that break, social media, all the same rules apply. If you get a message on social media from somebody, hey, I'm your great aunt Neville, and I $200,000, just give me your bank account number, and I'm going to give it to you. Too good to be true, right? You probably would have heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't reach out for anything on Facebook. As you guys mentioned, your Facebook page is more of a community input, and, you know, people aren't reaching out to you on Facebook. They're not supposed to anyways for things that are urgent and important.
Right.
And so same rules apply for social media.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, that's there again, a lot of times, you're exactly right. A lot of people are on social media. They communicate that way by default now. But remember, there's a lot of people out there that are just trolling for things. And be skeptical if somebody contacts you that you don't know.
Alrighty. Well, hey, our guest this morning, as we just mentioned, Lieutenant Clayton Williams, he's with us for the entire hour for Action Lion, so stick around, and we're taking your calls. If you want to ask a question or just say hello, 615-893-1450. We'll see you guys back here in just a minute.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Being a drummer's den, we have an exceptional amount of snare drums. We have cymbals, new and used, all types of cymbals. We have accessories. I have cajons, cowbells, sticks. It's all here. Music World and Drummer's Den. We're your hometown music store. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. There are so many ways that people give gifts these days, and you know, a lot of times the simplest solution is just getting gift cards to their favorite spots. You don't have to worry about sizes. You don't have to worry about what they like. Gift cards to Demas's is great. It's great whether you want to give to teachers. Gift cards are one of my favorite things. I encourage you to get gift cards from us. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
A wind advisory will go into effect here early Saturday morning. We'll see a few scattered rain showers here for this afternoon with cloudy skies and a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 61.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area as you make your way towards Nashville. Still looking good, 840 over to Franklin, Williamson County. Still quite a bit of radar out here, and you'll see it on 24 headed towards Manchester. Slow it down. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out this weekend at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be. On air and on demand.
Welcome back. Nick Cohn here with you, and our guest this morning on the Action Line is Lieutenant Clayton Williams. We're answering any and all questions and just clearing the air on some things this morning. Is you know, lots of friendly reminders, I guess, might be the thing for today. Things that we know, things that we think we know, but sometimes we forget, and we kind of started off talking about, you know, when is it appropriate to call 911? When is it appropriate to reach out to the police department? In what fashion? If, you know, you mentioned there's a fender bender. maybe not a 911 call. But if you see an accident that looks severe, injuries could happen if it's a domestic issue or, you know, something pertaining to violence or, you know, weapons, things like that, that's a 911 call. The local number you mentioned to call for things that aren't pressing, you don't need a squad car there immediately. For, again, like a fender bender, for a police report, swapping information, or maybe, you know, if there, and this isn't one we just covered, but what about like a vandalism? If you wake up and, you know, your mailbox gets smashed, sure. That's maybe not a 911 call, but it does need to be reported, and that can be done through the local number.
Yes, exactly. And even in some of those minor property crimes like that, like a vandalism or just a basic theft, one of the most common we get is a credit card or a debit card gets hacked, if you will, you know, and our purchases are made that aren't done by the owner of the card. A lot of those can be done sometimes over the phone. We have an IntelliServe that's open, I think, from 8 in the morning until I think it's around 7 o'clock at night when they shut that down. So a lot of people are busy. Sometimes you can just call in and take care of those type of things for minor property crimes. But yes, if it's a burglary, for instance, where somebody's broken into a house, we need to come out and see that and see if there's any evidence that may need to be collected to help us look into that case. So, yes, sir, that's correct.
Awesome. And the Action Line this morning, broadcasting live from the Billups Center studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, and online at thebillupscenter.com. One of the other things we tackled, and this is an important one, phone scams, tax season right around the corner, the do's and don'ts. You know, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If Aunt Beal calls through Facebook Messenger on the little phone app and says, hey, we're going to give you $100 million, but we need your Social Security number first, probably too good to be true. But even minor things. I mean, there's little ones where people, you know, I got one time that it was a computer virus that basically it had my computer locked up, and it said that I'd been illegally downloading movies in that. And if I didn't want to face severe prison time, I could, and this is where it gets good, send us a gift card of $50 to this link. And I was like, what? You know, it doesn't. So again, if, you know, it's too good to be true, it probably is. And in that case, well, you know, dodging prison time for a $50 payment, probably too good to be true, right?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Those things, if it walks like a duck, it probably, and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Just, you know, common sense things that are odd like that. We were talking earlier about on the break too, you mentioned somebody had asked about clearing the road for emergency vehicles and keeping that open. Just want to say, even though with the advent of Bluetooth and we're hands-free now, which is a good thing, people not necessarily holding their phones when they're driving, but one of the complaints that we get all the time, in even on this show, they'll call in that they see people still doing that. Just want to let everybody know, A, please follow the law and abide by that, but two, a lot of times we find free time and while we're in the car to make phone calls, and it seems like a lot of people are on the phone a lot when they're in the vehicle. And even with a Bluetooth device, that can still become something that can be distracting if you're very involved in the conversation. So just be careful. Be aware of your surroundings, especially during the rush hour times. And don't get caught up in something to where you're distracted and either bump into the person in front of you or don't see somebody when you're trying to change lanes or before you turn out in front of somebody. And also you want to be listening again for sirens and emergency vehicles, because a lot of roads here in town don't have room to get everybody off on the shoulder. So that vehicle needs to come through, and we want to make sure those people can get help who need it in a timely manner.
And to add on to that, road work season seems like could be year-round, but it's certainly parts of the year a little busier than others.
Sure.
Is there a way for folks to maybe look ahead and see some of these road work projects, and B, what would you tell them when they're going through these work zones? They got to slow it down.
Yeah. I know through the city's website and also the city's Facebook page, Ram Belchandra, one of our traffic engineers here, they put out a road and construction report a lot of times. So keep tabs on that. You can follow them. Also, if there's something going on where there's going to be a temporary closure due to an accident or something that's just happened, we'll try to put that out on social media as well. But those areas that you know, for instance, New Salem Highway is a good example, right? That's a long-term project. That's something that's not going to be over super quick. So if you can find an alternate route, you know, that while that's going on, by all means do so. But if you have to go that way, we just ask everybody to exercise a little bit extra patience and just understand that it's going to be better when it's over. But in the meantime, it's going to be tough.
So. And living in an ever-growing city, that's part of it. I mean, everywhere you go, if the city grows, the roads grow, more people, bigger roadways, more roadways. That's just, part mm-hmm. of it. But so much good comes with that. I mean, yep. So there's entertainment. There is just so much going on in Murfreesboro. It's a great place to live. The road work just kind of part of it. What is some of the things you come across when folks are speeding through a work zone or, maybe they get pulled over for going a little too quick around those work zones? Is it generally the Bluetooth, the headsets? Is it the radio? Or are they fiddling with the kids in the back seat? I mean, what is normally the case?
Often, more often than not, it's just people are late or they're running behind and they have to get where they need to get where they're going, and they've been delayed for whatever reason or they started late. That's 97% of it there, that people just don't allot enough time or either traffic. If they're coming from the interstate especially, you never know what you're going to get when you're coming from Nashville on 24. You may have smooth sailing or you may have trouble. So, and then you arrive at those situations where you got to run into a backed up traffic situation when you get into town, and it causes more trouble. And Murfreesboro is an interesting, I'm sure it's not unique in this, but if I've noticed, if you drive around enough, it's a big town, but if you can deal with the hours of between 7:30 and 9, and then again in the evening about 4:30 to 6:30, after that, man, you can pretty much get wherever you need to be, barring a Black Friday or shopping event. So if there is any, I know people have got to get to school, and I know people have schedules, but I know a lot of places, they've started doing this, especially at the state. They understand they have a lot of people driving from a lot of different areas. If there's some way you can work an alternative work schedule where you can adjust your hours to where you can be either before that or after that, then, that may reduce your stress load a lot and may make it easier on everybody. So everybody can do their part to aid in this. We're all trying to deal with this traffic situation. Everybody's got to get places, but if there's ways you can find workaround, then, hey, by all means, take advantage of it.
And one of the neat things, I think most people are on board with this, but maybe some people are not, is using the GPS on your phone, Google Maps, Waves. They'll actually direct you away from traffic if it'll save you time. So if there's a big traffic jam and you're 10 miles up the road, they're actually going to probably take you around that.
Right.
And they can use, everybody that's in that traffic jam, they can kind of track their speed and see where things are at.
Sure.
But just, something small like that, that could save you some time. And, even if they take you off the beaten path a little bit, and you think, where are they taking me?
Yeah.
It's going to be shorter. It'll get you there. And pretty much 100% accuracy. I've really had no issue with that, getting into work on that. So that's another thing. If, folks are having trouble getting
sure.
places on time, check out the GPS. There might be an alternate route for you, and
mm-hmm.
you could check that out.
Exactly.
We had another text message come in, and this is, I suspect, from a mother. She says, any advice for teenage drivers? My teenager getting ready to start driving next summer. Any advice at all? So what would you say? I'm sure you come across some teenage drivers who are on their phones, or maybe they got 8 or 9 other friends piled in the back seat. What kind of things do you see, and what would you tell parents and so they could let their kids know?
Well, there's a lot of things. First off, I would say, especially if you've got until next summer, I know parents are busy. I've got 3 kids. Luckily, none of them are driving age yet, and I understand it takes a lot of time and commitment. But the more time you can spend with those 15-year-olds during that year period before they turn 16, the more time you can spend with them practicing driving, being in the car with them, being a good example, and explaining as much information as you can about things that you've experienced in your driving career. Practice is the number one thing that'll make those folks better. I would also say accountability. When you do hand those keys over and somebody turns 16 years old, we were all teenagers at one point, and there's a lot of freedom that comes with that. And I know all kids are different, but keeping track of knowing where they're going to be, have set limits, know what time they're going to be home, make sure and know who they're going to be with. That's probably one of the bigger issues that we have with young drivers that start out. And the law actually has changed because they found that a lot of the times when crashes would happen with younger drivers, it would be they would have a group of young kids with them, and either they would get distracted by what was going on in the car, or they would get into some kind of mischief, and either there would be alcohol or drugs involved, and then you would wind up with a serious incident with either multiple people being injured, people killed, or maybe even multiple fatalities. And abide by the rules that they've set out for the graduated driver's license, keeping people if they're focused on what they're doing and it's only them in the car, or they can have a sibling or one passenger and a sibling during that phase of that first initial driver's license issuance, that'll help them stay focused. And the biggest thing is accountability. And if if they're not showing that they're responsible enough to handle that kind of responsibility, because they're driving a 2,000-pound-plus vehicle around, and it can cause some major damage. Not only, they can hurt themselves, they can hurt somebody else. So education, I would say, and time behind the wheel as much as you can before they get that license. And then once they have that, provide some accountability boundaries to make sure that they're following those rules. Because even though it's not cool and it's frustrating and it's kind of like putting the handcuffs on once you've been, once the door is open, it'll be better for them in the long run, and it'll pay off dividends, and it'll help your insurance rates as well.
And to kind of add to that, when I was 15 and turning 16, I was a career dishwasher making about $50 a week between my two jobs, and barely could afford the gas. So the car and the insurance was provided by my parents at that time. So giving the 16-year-old a few thousand dollars worth of a giant movable steel structure and paying the insurance on that, just kind of another thing to think about. That's, your money tied up in what happens there. So if there's an accident or they get a speeding ticket, I mean, I know when I was 16, if I got a speeding ticket, I was asking mom and dad to borrow $100 to pay that speeding ticket. So much of that falls back on the parents. It's, not only beneficial to the kid, but for them to have the kid ready to go.
Yeah, liability, that'll be most kids. I mean, I don't know any that can first starting out that can afford the insurance payment. A lot of times mom and dad's footing the bill and it's on a policy with theirs. So things that happen to them will ultimately affect not only your pocketbook, but your ability to have what insurance you're going to have. And future, if you have multiple children, as that happens, it gets more expensive when you have to add more folks on there. So just, do everything you can to educate, train. If they're in high school, if there's a driver's ed program available, those are great. There's also some private companies out here. Maybe you don't have the time during the week to spend with that, but on a lot of these classes on the weekend or in the afternoons, if you can get them to there to take a class, an ongoing class, or maybe you just recognize that, hey, they need some more practice, that's a great thing to take advantage of too. It's not super costly, but the initial investment, it'll save you on the back end. And a lot of times those certified schools, whether it be through high school or whether it be through a private company, a lot of times you can get discounts on your insurance for that.
And I know doing driver's ed on my own behalf was a huge step. When driving with your parents can be a little, you're like kind of, a little freaked out. Sure. But when you're driving with a driving instructor, maybe it makes it a little easier, not as much pressure. And that's kind of where I kind of got my feet wet driving. Yeah. was through the driving school more than anything else.
Sure.
We had a couple text messages come in. I'm going to kind of paraphrase a little bit. But they were asking about neighborhood watch programs. And if you could just kind of explain what that means. I know you see the signs around town, but what does that actually mean?
Sure. So neighborhood watch programs are a great thing for either folks that live in a, small area, if you live in a particular development, if you live in a particular homeowners association, it can be as small or as large, scalable as needed. But it's a great way just to have some organization and have some people that are in that neighborhood that are around, that are talking and having dialogue about issues that they're facing in their neighborhood that may be related to crime. We offer help and assistance in getting those things up off the ground. If that's something that you and some people in your neighborhood are interested in, you can contact Sergeant Amy Denton. She's normally here with me today, but she's sick, at 629-201-5580, or you can contact her at A. Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, at murfreesborotn.gov. If you need more information, she does that a lot. And these programs, we're all about, we want to help get them up and going and assist you in that. But they're really run and organized and managed by the people in that particular neighborhood watch, because those needs may be very specific. They may be very different than what another neighborhood watch is. So, and by the people involved taking ownership of that and it being their own, it just empowers them, and it allows them to have firsthand, knowledge, but also direct input on what's going on. So we're just kind of facilitate those things. We don't manage them, but we want to definitely help you if that's something that you're interested in doing. On that note, I want to mention also, since I've put Amy's phone number and email out there, there will be a Rad Women course starting in February, and it's going to be on the 6th, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. So it's a four-part series, and each of those, I think, is a three-hour from 5:30 to 8:30. It'll be at the police department. And what this is basically a self-defense class for women. So if that's something that you're interested in, again, you can call that number, 629-201-5580. That's Sergeant Amy Denton. The class is limited to the first 25 people that sign up, just to have a good ratio between participants and instructors. So if that's something that you felt like you needed, if you want to do just to learn, just to be more educated about things that go on, or if you feel like that you need, to know how to protect or defend yourself in the case of that you were attacked or put in a threatening situation, then please contact us. And we do those throughout the year as well. If you can't get in this one, if you call her up and say, hey, I'd like to get in one of these, but it's going to take some time, just do so. But that's one of the services we offer and one of the upcoming events that we have going on.
All righty. Well, our guest this morning, as we mentioned, Lieutenant Clayton Williams, and we got him for about another 10 minutes. So if you have any questions, if you want to text us or call, 615-893-1450. We take the show to the top of the hour. Truman Show coming up at 9 o'clock, and we have some live music for you. So make sure to stick around for that. It should be a good old time. We'll see you guys on the other end of the break.
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. You're treated special at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. You get full banking services, plus enjoy cookies and a cup of coffee. Discover the difference in hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. The bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
Alrighty, we are back and broadcasting live from the Billups Center Studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, and online at thebillupscenter.com. We continue Action Line here for the next couple minutes with Lieutenant Clayton Williams. And you wanted to kind of start things off by thanking some of the folks in and around the community.
Yeah,
why don't you take it?
Just wanted to say yesterday was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and just wanted to let everybody know out there in the community that we know that you guys are super supportive of your local police department. I don't know if we get a chance to say that back enough. We know that a lot of times the loudest voices are, or the ones that are the fewer that are upset or don't like the way a particular situation was handled. But we know that we're backed by a great community here, and was several people yesterday when I was out in town at a couple of different places were just overly grateful, overly thankful, and overly nice just to let me know how much they appreciated what we do as an agency here. So that means a lot. And people that there's a lot of things on social media as well that people sent out, and we just want you to know that we appreciate those things. And we're glad to serve here, and we know that we have a great community here inside Murfreesboro.
I know a lot of people would agree that law enforcement is probably one of the most demanding jobs and just one of the toughest jobs. And, you know, like I said, people can't say enough how thankful we are to have good law enforcement, and makes all the world of a difference. What are some of the things people can do, me and the listeners, and just to make your guys' job a little easier? Are there any things out there, maybe like we mentioned, not calling, for a fender bender, not calling the 911 number, or maybe the right way to reach out to you guys for an emergency, things like that. But is there anything else that maybe comes up that, you know, now would be a good time to let folks know, just something small that might simplify things on your guys' day?
Sure. One thing I would say, you know, if just be involved in your if you're, you know, you live here in the city, just be involved, be aware of what's going on, be a participant. If you're on social media and our Facebook page, a lot of things that we see that we put out, like a lot of times for BOLOs, for things that maybe we're looking for somebody that's involved in a crime, there's a picture or a video out there. If you see something in that, you know, you think you might have some information, give that to us. Don't, I would say a lot of folks, not because they want to purposely withhold information, but maybe they just feel like that they don't want to be a bother, or they don't want to be somebody who tells something. But being a good neighbor is what makes our job easier. And everybody, you know, we're the police that police the citizens, but in a sense, you know, everybody is kind of the police, because if folks didn't do what they do on a daily basis to be a good neighbor and care about the other folks that are around them, care about the people that they work with, live with, all those things, we would never be able to tackle all the problems. So we just would say that don't ever feel like that what you do doesn't matter. Always understand that if you got a problem, you call us, we're coming. And just know that even though we may not be able to resolve the issue right that second, and then also that you may not get the exact answer that you're looking for, but we're going to help and do what we can when we can. So that's what I would say, is just stay involved, stay plugged in, and don't be afraid to reach out if you see something that's an error. And even if you see something that's an error on our part, bring it to our attention. A lot of times, you know, just like any problem, if it's something that needs to be dealt with and maybe for some reason we don't know about it, then we can't deal with it and rectify it. So let us know.
One of the things that come to mind when you mentioned being involved is staying on social media, following your guys' pages. And some of the things I see sometimes, you guys will post a video or a picture from a surveillance video. Maybe you'll have a blurry image of a person in a car, and you say, does this ring a bell? Does this look familiar to anybody? One of the things not to do that I see sometimes, and I'm sure you're thinking it, to not, you know, if you think that's John Doe in the picture, don't comment and tag John Doe in the comments. How do you reach out to you guys? Through the messenger, I assume.
The messenger, or also most of those that we put out whenever we're looking for information, a lot of times we'll put the direct name or number of the person that the detective that's working that case. A lot of times, for instance, there's one I see right here for a BOLO, it will have the detective's name and phone number. So better off to call something like that. If you feel like that, you're like, I don't want people to know who I am, we have our Crime Stoppers number, which 893-STOP. So you can call that as well. That's totally anonymous.
Anything.
Exactly. For any case. If you just want to say, hey, I've got some information on this case and you need to pass on, that's a separate line. It's not recorded, so you could give that information in there and pass, and they won't ask for any of the information. So
now, is that somewhere to go to if you think maybe you're living in an apartment complex and one of your neighbors, you think they're doing something they shouldn't be doing? Would that be a Crime Stoppers, or would that be you want to call them at the police station?
The Crime Stoppers, that's just for instances where we've got something an ongoing case that we need help with, and you have, I don't want to say, it's more than just a hunch. That's when you've got credible information. It's designed for folks that are like, hey, I'll give you an example. Maybe it's somebody that lives two doors down from this person, and it's like, you know, I don't want to be involved because even though I know what this person's done is wrong and they need to be held accountable, I want to give the information, but I just want to stay in the background. That's what that number is for. In all other instances, you know, if, like I said, and if you've got a hunch, Sure, you can call our that 849-2673 and ask. There's a button there to talk to a detective, and you can, the person will answer phone there. You can say, "Hey, I know about this. A couple roads down, we had some cars broke into, and I saw this car that happened to be on that same night that looked unfamiliar, and they were kind of acting suspicious." Yeah, you can do that anytime. That, and that's one of those things where a police officer is not going to come to your house per se. You just need to pass that on, and it's just information that's not necessary. Again, we're not going to blast that all over and out you in that. But those are things that wouldn't necessarily have a blowback effect, if you will, on the person giving the information.
And we got just about 60 seconds left. But for somebody who, again, a lot of people, they don't want to get involved because they think, you know, that's not my business. I don't want to be. And it's, I understand. It's very common. I'm sure you see that a lot. But it doesn't hurt to make the call. And again, if you have reason to believe something, you know, could be going on that you guys need to know about, just to give you guys a call and let you know. And in most cases, you know, you guys aren't going to, you know, they can give that information and kind of let it be standalone.
Exactly.
You guys will take it from there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a tip, if you will. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, any final thoughts this morning? It's been great. We've answered a lot of questions, and hopefully the listeners have been educated and they've gotten something answered. But we got just a couple seconds left. Any final thoughts?
You know, I feel like almost a broken record, but I'd just say, you know, if you're on Facebook, like our page, follow our information, keep you informed and keeps what's going on. And there's a lot of good news out there, too. So, you know, so much of social media, people get brought down about negative things. But if you just want to kind of see like some good stories about some great things that are happening, great people in the community. And we just would like also like to say we just appreciate the opportunity to work here and serve the people in this community, and it's a great place, and we'll just keep on trucking.
All righty. Lieutenant Clayton Williams, our guest on Action Line this morning. It's been great, and hopefully to see you again here real soon.
Thanks, Nick.
All righty. Coming up next, we have The Truman Show live music. And don't forget, if you head over to our Facebook page, folks, you can actually see the video, the behind the scenes. That's where the good stuff's at. You get to see all the interaction between the band and Mr. Truman, and it's going to be a good time. So make sure you check that out on the Facebook page. We'll have the live video going for you and all that live music coming up to you here in just a couple seconds, a couple minutes rather. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but stick around. We'll be right back.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 9 o'clock. From the WGNSradio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Over $45,000 worth of school lunch debt in Rutherford County is now paid, lifting a burden for families of dozens of students. Rutherford County Schools say